You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Several Native American tribes and Canadian First Nation tribes are joining members of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe opposing the Dakota Access Pipeline in North Dakota. Members of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe say the pipeline will contaminate water and other resources and damage land that is sacred to the tribe. It's a major pipeline for Energy Transfer Partners. According to a report by NPR, it's a $3.8 billion project that would pump about 500,000 barrels of oil a day. Regis Furland lives in Mount Pleasant. He and his cousin Amos Cloud have set up a 16-foot by 32-foot Army surplus tent near the protests at Standing Rock. Their plan is to make it a place to stay for people from Michigan who joined the protest. Regis Furland is a member of the Mohawk tribe in southern Ontario and Quebec, but since moving to Michigan, he's been active with the Saginaw Chippewa tribe. We should note, though, although the Saginaw Chippewa tribe supports the protesters at Standing Rock, Furland is not authorized to speak on the tribe's behalf. So, why a Michigan tent?
Yeah, on our previous trips out there, we had two previous trips, I saw other tribes in the area that were supporting their locals that came through. And in Michigan, our tribes aren't as big as some of the tribes out there. So I thought, well, what can we do? And we decided that a tent that would represent all of Michigan would be great for those coming through to provide security, food, shelter, and give them the general know-how of how camp runs and how they can help out there.
How many people from Michigan have you seen or do you expect to protest alongside the Standing Rock Sioux tribe?
Oh, there's been tons. Each tribe has sent out representatives out there, small groups. We have individuals traveling out on their own. At any time, we have 10, 20, sometimes 30 people staying in our tent and in the little area around our tent. And they're continuing to come out. I got five waiting in Bismarck right now for a ride from the bus station.
This protest has been going on for months. Many people have been arrested, Native people, journalists, others. Why is the protest just now getting so many more tribes joining the Standing Rock Sioux tribe?
The closer and closer that it gets, I mean, we're about 90-some percent complete with that pipeline out there. So with that being said, it's kind of crunch time and we need as much support as possible. Like you had mentioned, people, tribal peoples, media getting arrested, even a famous person or two, that dwindles a lot of our numbers when we're going up there to pray and we're going up there to stand for the stoppage of the pipeline. So the more people that we have out there, the more active our prayers and our protection of the water is.
I want to ask you, how will this standoff be resolved?
I'm hoping that the DAPL or Energy Partners are willing to come to the table. They've never really came to the table with us. There's been allegations that, yeah, we've been open with the tribes and we've been in communications, but they haven't been in communications. And the couple of times that they have been in communication with us, it wasn't for negotiation. It wasn't with an open mind and open heart. So in all reality, what we would like is them to come to the table and really give credit to what we're saying and our concerns that we have and hopefully come to a compromisable resolution concerning this.
Winter's coming. I understand the tent you're erecting has a couple of wood stoves and a kitchen. How many people can you handle at a time, especially once it gets cold?
In the tent that we have set up right now, we can handle about 10 to 15 people sleeping in there. However, I got one more Army tent going out today. I'm actually parked right now talking on the phone. I just went and picked up a teepee, and I'm heading down to Muskegon to pick up two more Army tents. So we're going to be ready for anybody who comes from Michigan. We also have a pop-up camper and a travel fifth-wheel travel trailer we're taking out there. So we're going to be ready for the winter.
I saw that you've got a Facebook page. I went to visit it. It's Michigan Host Tent at Standing Rock. Will you be posting updates about the participation of Michigan protesters? Because when I looked at the site, there wasn't much there.
Yeah, we are in the midst of that. We just got done really doing a lot of focus. I only flew back in two Saturdays ago from Standing Rock to come and gather support here in Michigan. And one of the big events that we had down in Lansing and also down in Grand Rapids took up a lot of my time as far as my attention to the Facebook page goes. But now we're starting to post more things on there. We actually just posted a rideshare event on there for people that are traveling. So, yeah, some pictures of some people out there, and we're going to try to focus more on live updates also.
How soon will you be back at Standing Rock?
I will be traveling back either Wednesday or Thursday, depending on family and time constraints.
That's Regis Furland. He, along with his cousin Amos Cloud, have been putting up large tents for Michigan protesters who decide to stand with the Standing Rock Sioux tribe to protest the Dakota Access Pipeline in North Dakota. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much, and it's a pleasure to speak with you.